80 minutes past 8, BBC Radio 2, live from Wogan House. It's a funny one, isn't it? Because, you know, you could generally say, not all kids, but you can say that kids seem to be happier and more upbeat and joyous than most. I know it's a generalisation, the most grown-ups, which is really weird because we were once kids, so we should be getting, you should carry on getting better at it. And what happens is you peak and then you get worse. And I don't think you can ignore the fact that kids don't have as much stuff in their lives as grown-ups do, so they just do more things that make them happier. Talking of doing more things to make yourself happy and help kids along the way, guess who's here now? We only have Chief Scout Bear Grylls with us. Good morning, Bear.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you on this Thursday morning, my friend?
Yeah, we're good. I'm so excited for you. You've had your little babies. Last time I saw you and Natasha, she was literally about to pop. So congratulations. I'm so excited for you guys.
She was about to pop. Now she has double popped and ping and pong. Part of the scenario. They're at the party, talking to the party. Chief Scout, you've been Chief Scout now since you were 34. I didn't realise this is your this is your 10th anniversary of Chief Scout this year.
Very proud, very proud. What a journey it's been, you know. You and me did a little bit together this summer up at Carfest with all the scouts when we broke that world record with that fleur-de-lis. But, you're one of our great scouting ambassadors and you see it. And it is amazing, isn't it, when you're surrounding yourselves with young people and they're ambitious and they're going for things and they're making a difference in their community and learning life skills and adventure skills. So, yeah, I'm very proud and we're so grateful for all you do for us as well.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'll do more. Please just tell me where and when, and I'm there. I'm your man. I've still got my hoodie, my Scout Ambassador hoodie, which I'm very proud of. It's my favourite hoodie by miles, including my own Carfest ones. So now registration for the Scouts has never been higher, which means you need more helpers. Now, how do we get from registration never having been so high across the world now for Scouting to getting more grown-ups involved because you need them and it helping them? Because there's been this recent research about empathy. Tell us about that.
Well, you're right. We've never experienced such growth. It's now 60 million strong around the world, and in the UK, you know, it's unprecedented growth for us. And the only downside of that is that suddenly we have like almost 60,000 kids in the UK on waiting lists to join the Scouts. So that's just on the waiting list to join the adventure. And the way we tackle that is to encourage more and more adults just to get involved. And I think so many people I meet, they go, I'd love to, but I get a bit nervous of just going to take up masses of time. And, you know, the thing is, everyone has skills and it doesn't have to be mega time consuming. It's just, you know, even if it's an evening a month, teaching a bit of photography, if you're a photographer or whatever it is. And it makes such a difference. It really does. And I think this whole thing of empathy is that, kindness changes the world. It really does. And I see it so much on expeditions. You speak to mountaineers, you ask what quality really matters up a mountain when you're stuck with someone for 3 months in a tent. It's not the climbing skills or anything. It's about that unselfishness and that kindness to each other when you're up against the wall. And I think, you know, scouts take a promise, you know, to be kind and to be helpful. And when you see it firsthand, it's really inspiring. But the research does say that there's less empathy in our society than ever before. So I suppose it's about together, listen, how can we tackle that? How can we help empower kids to, you know, to understand about empathy and to get out there and do great things, but also do kind things.
It's funny, isn't it? Because we recently had a conversation, you and I, and it was one of those things that happened naturally where I bumped into this guy. We were on holiday a couple of weeks ago and we were staying in the New Forest, and this guy came up to me and said, you know Bear Grylls, look, I'm an accountant, I've done pretty well. Do they need any accounting skills? And you said, yes, of course we do. So he's now involved. So it's literally anything you can bring to the party.
I love that, you know, and that's the way it works. It really is. It's a lot of people doing a little and with a heart to serve people, you know. And it, as I said, it doesn't have to be mega time consuming, but you and me meet heroes every day, and I think the Scouts has a disproportionate number of heroes there, but it's the unsung heroes, people quietly giving up their time to help young people and make a difference in their community.
Which you've been, as I say, as Chief Scout for 10 years, youngest Chief Scout ever when you were appointed at the age of 34. I mean, is this like a presidency? Do you have a term? Do you have a time? Or can you go on forever now, Beth?
Well, it was a five-year thing initially, and I mean, what I love about that role as well is it was chosen by the young people, you know, so they're the ones who said, listen, why didn't you extend? And, you know, we've just kept extending, and, you know, I've always said I'll be there as long as I can support and encourage people and, you know, be of some small service. But we're all cogs, that's the thing. We're all little cogs in this incredible machine. I mean, what was great this morning is that I heard now the number of scouts that are helping dementia sufferers in the UK, which is, so we went to the scouts, so which charities do you really care about? And the dementia stuff was right up there. And I think it's because so many have their grands or their grandpas who are, you know, getting older and are often suffering from this. And we now have 23,000 scouts trained to be dementia friends. You know, so every week going in and holding the hand of somebody in a old people's home and helping them and just talking to them. And you think, that's cool. That's unsung. Nobody really knows about it. And it's not very glamorous, but it's really beautiful. And, you know, these are regular scouts who the rest of the time are out there climbing mountains doing their stuff. But it's the kindness stuff that I think is amazing.
I love it. Especially as the dark nights draw and you can do less things outside. And, you know, the cold weather tends to be more prevalent and, you know, older people become more lonely and more reflective. It's a wonderful story, Bear. You're doing a great job. Please stick around doing it for many, many years to come. Please, on behalf of all scouts. The whole of humankind, please stick around.
Oh, yes, so kind, Christopher. Listen, we love you. Send Natasha lots of love and ping and pong, awesome. Good for you.
All right, ping and pong. Who were given their first neckerchiefs at Carfest North before they were born. Brilliant. Bear Grylls, Chief Scout. Get involved with the Scouts. If you've got anything to offer, www.scouts.org.uk, because they need you and you need them.